Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And art created by local artists is one gift idea I fall back on every holiday season. And one place in Bemidji I always visit to shop for the holidays is the gift shop inside of the Watermark Art Center. Pottery, scarves, jewelry, books, woodworking, paintings, prints, soaps, stained glass. That's just a sampling of what you'd find there. And the inventory is all created by local artists. And recently, a brand new artist has been selected to contribute to the inventory at the Watermark. And she's not only new to the Watermark, she's new to Bemidji. And her art's been a conduit to her circle of friends here in town. Jillian Bedford moved here this summer from Pennsylvania. And her work has been shown in many exhibits out east and across the country. And her work is part of private collections in places like Sweden, Germany, and South Africa. And now it's making its way to people's homes in Bemidji. And she's here with us right now. Good morning, Jillian.
Good morning.
Welcome to Bemidji.
Yes, it's wonderful to be here in Bemidji. I love this town.
So tell us, before we went on the air, you were telling me how you ended up here. You want to talk a little bit about this adventure that you went on?
Well, my husband and I took a year off from work. He took a sabbatical and we traveled all around the country, covered the country 4.5 times. And he was visiting presidents, provost, deans at different universities. We were getting ready for the idea of moving. And while he did that, I started doing plein air paintings of different scenes that I was seeing, and had 2 shows back in Pennsylvania during that year. We came back twice and then left again. And now I do plein air in Bemidji.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about plein air. I know that you really enjoy doing that. And some of our listeners know what plein air is, but some may not. Could you talk a little bit about what it is exactly and why you really enjoy that way of painting?
Plein air, to me, is just responding directly to what I see in front of me. I started in the summer painting the big bog and views from gardens in my backyard and the trees in my backyard, and just try to capture the feeling of the smell of summer and the feelings that I had of the things directly in front of me. So I would set up with my box and my easel and my paints and sit or stand and paint what was right in front of me.
Outside.
Outside.
Okay.
Now I paint indoors looking out my windows at scenes from outside too. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure what will happen, what will be the next thing that I do, but I want to do a bunch of snow paintings for a while.
Okay. You will have a lot of inspiration for that.
Yeah.
Your art, to my eye, is an interesting mix of realism and abstract, from landscapes and botanicals to the figurative pieces that feature human figures. To me, I see a trend of bold, vibrant colors that are sometimes muted, even though they're very bold colors. And I see textures in your work that make some pieces truly three-dimensional. Tell us about your work from your perspective.
Well, one of the things that I've been really developing is my color sense. Before we left on our sabbatical, we went to a show at the Woodmere Art Museum in Chestnut Hill in Pennsylvania, and I saw the artwork of John Laub, and I fell in love with his paintings and his color sense. And so I decided to take on exactly the same colors that he used, which was ultramarine blue, magnesium blue, rose madder deep, cadmium orange, cadmium yellow light, and titanium white. And for the last 2 years, I've been going in and out of using that color idea that he gave me. And so that's a strong element of my painting, is using those colors and thinking of as many different color combinations I can come up with using just those 5 colors.
Oh, that's fascinating. You've been at this a long time, and you went to art school. When did you know that art was a passion of yours that you were going to follow?
Well, it was really interesting because I went to Bernathen College for 2 years, And I was thinking that I was going to go into history or sociology. I also loved making jewelry, taking classes there. And I just suddenly decided I want to be an artist. And my husband, who was I was dating him at the time, he could not believe that I wanted to be an artist. He was so surprised. But I come from a very artistic family dating back to Daniel Burnham, who designed he was a chief architect designing the roadways in Chicago City after the Great Fire in 1860. So I think that artistic blood just is so strong that it has to come out.
Yeah, that design. He was a planner, it sounds like, almost an engineer. Yet I don't think people think about the fact that there is a creative piece of all of those kinds of occupations that design our world. Well, very cool. And then you went to art school. What happens at art school?
Well, art school is an exciting process of slowly figuring out what you really want to study. And so I started out with jewelry and found it fun, but there wasn't enough color. Uh-huh. And I really realized color was my favorite thing. So then I switched my major to ceramics, thinking that I would make mosaics. And I had my painting teacher, who I was taking fundamental painting classes with, he said, Jillian, you should change your major a third time and be a painter. You have the soul of a painter. And so I changed my major a third time, and I've never regretted it. But art school is a time of just really trying a whole lot of different ideas and just exploring and learning and opening yourself up to meeting new artists and making friendships.
Yeah. You mentioned that your husband, who you were dating at the time, was like, what? You want to be an artist? Why do you think he had that reaction?
Because I was so heavily into academics at Vernathan College for the first 2 years of college. And so he had no idea that I really wanted to be an artist. And it was a very sudden decision for me. I just was like, I want to be an artist.
And you are. And it happened. Your pieces, I think there's a whimsy and a flow to them, and a lot of color play. And I didn't realize that you were inspired by this other gentleman's work, where you just use a small palette of color and see everything that you could do. How is that work different than what you were doing before?
The color palette?
Yeah.
Well, one thing that's similar is starting off with the way I paint with colors is I start with a palette, and then I think of as many ways. I start with one color, and then I think of as many ways I can mix other colors into it to create sort of like a base color and then sophisticated combinations using the five or six colors I'm working with. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that answers your question.
What is your process like? Do you have an image in your head when you're looking at a blank canvas?
Yeah, I do not usually have an idea of where my painting's going to go. I just plunk down paint on the canvas and work from there and build it up, and it changes. And I've gotten worked with paint long enough to realize that if it starts to go too much in a different direction, I need to just finish it and start with a whole new canvas, because it's just a way of figuring out when to say it's done and then start with a whole new idea and start with a new canvas.
Yeah, it's a testament to everybody goes about something different, whether it's making art or whatever it is. And some people will think they're going to sketch it all out and go from that. But you have a whole different process. It's very interesting to learn about. Mm. When you moved to Bemidji, you moved here from a metropolitan area. What surprised you?
Well, what really surprised me about Bemidji, I thought this would be like sort of a cultural desert to move to. And I was so excited when I found the Watermark last spring when we came for an interview, and really fell in love with Watermark Art Museum. And then I talked to people at Region 2 Council for the Arts, and they were very friendly, very, very encouraging. And they told me about Headwaters School of Music and Art, and I visited that too. And I just saw, I said to my husband, you know, I can live here. This, there's lots of culture in Bemidji, and I'm so thrilled to think about the idea of actually living here.
Yeah, well, we're glad you're here. We're talking to Jillian Bedford. She's a brand new artist in town. Well, she moved here last summer, and she's got pieces in the Watermark Art Center gift shop right now, and you're going to be doing a painting presentation two Saturdays from now?
Yes.
Okay, talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm going to bring my low-tech setup, which is a box. I have two large U-Haul boxes that I put freezer paper on one of them and put my paints down on the freezer paper and have my paint brushes and my easel and another box to put a book on that might be inspiring me. It's a very low-tech setup, but I'm just going to show people, you know, how I paint and take it from there, I guess.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity for people to see the process firsthand for a lot of us who don't create but really appreciate the end product. So that'll be next Saturday.
Yeah, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the 14th.
So you can see Jillian in action. What kind of pieces do you have in the gift shop?
I have my plein air tree paintings. That's what I've been doing lately, is I have summer tree paintings, I have spring, I have fall tree paintings, and now I'm working on winter tree paintings with the idea that it can be very simple but beautiful, and
You say simple but beautiful, but when I look at it visually, it's not simple to my eyes. There's so much going on. The colors just dance all around the stage. I was going to say, but the canvas, they're so fascinating. So simple doesn't necessarily mean charcoal on white.
Yeah.
Not for you anyway.
Yeah.
So great. So that's at the Watermark Gift Shop in Bemidji. Encourage all of you to go check it out and shop local artists and support our economy right here in town. Is there anything else you want to add about being in Bemidji or your art or anything like that?
Well, it's been such a great adventure to find different ways to show my artwork. When I first got here in the summer, I saw Butch Holden's artwork at the Watermark, and I was introduced to him by Crystal May, and I just decided to be really bold and said, you know, can I have a show with you? And he said, yeah. He looked at my images, and he was like, yeah, let's have a show. So it's just been, people here have been very encouraging and very supportive of me jumping in and being a part of this town, which is really nice.
Awesome. We're glad you're here, Jillian. It's been a pleasure meeting you over the past few months.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to following along as you keep creating in your new palette of white.
Yeah.
That's Jillian Bedford. Check her out at the Watermark Art Center. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota. And I remind you one more time, shop local art for the holidays. You'll probably be loved more by the people who think they love you already.